Welcome to the Battle of the Brothers, Utah Utes and BYU Football Podcast. We're two brothers, one a true blue BYU Cougars fan, the other a diehard Utah Utes fan. Battle it out about BYU Cougars and Utah Utes football. I'm your host, C-Dub, and we are back by popular or perhaps unpopular demand for our second season. So last year was our first inaugural season, and season two begins now. So let me introduce you to our two battling brothers. We've got TC, who bleeds BYU blue. What's up, TC?
Yo, yo, yo. Rise and shout. Back for season two, baby.
All right. And then we have K-Ray, our running red till he's dead Ute fan. What's up, K-Ray?
What's up, Game for Any Fuss, season two of the podcast. Let's get it on, baby. Pac-12 South champions returning. Just like this podcast is returning.
Boy, that didn't take long.
Only a Utes fan would throw in the Pac-12 while he shouts out his team. Shouts out his conference. All right. All right. So we missed our last episode last year after the bowl games. Why, you ask? Well, why would we want to disappoint our devoted, loyal, lovely listeners? Why would we want to leave them hanging? Well, myself and K-Ray went on an adventure to China, and we decided to take our Battle of the Brothers podcast international. K-Ray planned this whole trip, isn't that right?
Yeah, well, I couldn't let Jimmer have all the fun in China. We had to go as well. Check it out, man.
We went to meet up with Jimmer to get some interviews, and needless to say, by the end of the first night, I was in a Chinese prison cell.
Now, this is not a joke. This actually happened. This is not hyperbole. This actually happened.
This is no joke. I was literally apprehended by the police in Shanghai. No joke. I was a literal political prisoner in China for 8 nights. I was a freedom fighter and shackled in chains in the Far East, I tell you.
Now, why didn't we do the show from a Chinese prison? Now, that would have been quite the episode.
Well, yeah, we should have, except they apprehended my phone. So there may or may not be a bunch of Chinese police officers listening to our podcast right now.
That's right.
My phone may or may not be bugged at the moment. So
if there's a spike in viewership of BYU and Utah football games this season, we'll know why, coming from China.
That's right. So needless to say, I was in a restaurant and a police officer came in and started harassing a bunch of guests in the restaurant, and he came over near me and started pushing and shoving this girl, and so I kind of
what kind of restaurant was this?
Well, let's just say this was a family restaurant. Our kids were there. It was a Chuck E. Cheese of China. No, it's just a regular restaurant, plenty of people in there, and this police officer started getting rough with this girl. He literally was like pushing and shoving her and grabbing her, and you know, me being the gentleman that I am, I jumped in and I said, hey now, and I that's literally all I said was, hey, calm down. And he said, you give me phone now, you give me your phone. My phone, and it was sitting on the table, and he grabbed it right then and took my phone. And so he said, you come police station now. So
was this Tonto, or was this a chore? Was this?
Hey man, that's exactly how
welcome
he sounded.
To the Battle of
that's
Brothers,
exactly
Utah Youth and BYU football
you
podcast.
Come police station
two
now.
Brothers. One,
that's basically only English he knew, so if I wanted to get my phone back, I was going to have to go with him to the police station, and that's exactly what I did.
So. All I know is that I'm in Suzhou, C doubles in Shanghai. He's supposed to meet me in Suzhou the next day. I get a text. Hey, man, I just got out of jail. I'm like, what? You just got out of jail? You just landed in Shanghai and you're already in jail. Amazing.
Yeah, well, K-Ray's living it up in five-star hotels, having a jolly old time in his PJs watching movies. I'm in prison in a cold, hard cell, man. It was rough stuff, man. Jeez, anyways, so eventually, hours later, after they questioned me, interrogated me in this little room, I was allowed to leave. And largely it was because of my knowledge of BYU sports. I will say BYU sports freed me from political imprisonment in China. I said, you know, Jimmer. And I started shooting like a basketball. I'm like, oh, yeah, Jimmer, yeah. And I say, yeah, he, my brother, my friend. Oh, Jimmer, yeah, you Jimmer. So I'm like, okay, you go. So,
oh, no. Now, if you were wearing a Utah hat, you'd still be there.
This may or may not be true. So, anyways, so there's our story of the why we missed our last episode last season.
But we digress.
So since we missed the last episode after the bowl games, let's go over those real quick. I'm sure this may be a little painful for K-Ray, but let's start with you. Give us the brief synopsis of the Utah Utes bowl game last season.
Well, Nick Saban in Alabama, we played him in the Sugar Bowl, and we just whooped him, man. It was fantastic.
Is this the Chinese Sugar Bowl? What's this bowl game you're talking about here?
Oh, you mean the bowl game last year? My bad. So we played the Northwestern Wildcats, the North Division champs from the Big Ten, and we were up 20-3 at halftime, and that's about all I remember. Turned it off. Did we lose that game? Did something happen? I tell you what, so frustrating. I'll just say this about the game, because frankly, we've moved past it. We don't want to spend a lot of time on last year, but we were up 17-3. We had the ball. We were driving. We were at their goal line. Punch it in, baby. Punch this thing in for the touchdown. Totally demoralize them. We don't. We kick a field goal. I mean, we're right down there. Punch it in, man, at the 3-yard line. We decide to kick a field goal. We go in 20-3, and that was it. We didn't score again in the game, and Northwestern scored 28 unanswered in the third quarter to win 31-20. Pretty sad. You know, that ESPN has their crazy percentage to win throughout the game. They track it. At one point, we were 95.5% chance to win the game. I think even more, actually. We're 95.9 in our peak to win the game, almost 96%. And wow. Yeah, that didn't happen. So the last two games were so brutal. The Washington loss, and the Northwestern loss. Wow.
So what? Give us your what was the breakdown? Was it just defense? Was it not being able to score? What's your take on why that happened?
I mean, I don't know. We're missing our starting quarterback. We're missing our starting running back. Excuse. Yeah. La, la, la. You know, I think we got conservative. We got conservative. And frankly, incredible credit is due. Northwestern played pretty darn good in the second half. They came out ready to play the second half, and they dominated. So credit to them. Yeah.
All right, so let's move on to the BYU bowl game. TC, give us your thoughts on last season's game.
Well, it's been a while. My memory is a little hazy. This one stat that every BYU fan remembers is I think it was a record for a bowl game. Zach Wilson went 18 for 18, did not miss a throw the entire game. Had four touchdowns. So I think we ended up winning like 49-10 or something like that. I'm sorry, it's 49-18. But I looked up the box score just to kind of remind me of how the game went down. We were actually losing at halftime, 10-7. So, I mean, not a big deficit, but our first half wasn't as great as probably many memories serve. And man, I'm just hoping, looking forward to this year, we can put two halves together. I mean, every BYU fan will tell you that Utah game last year is just haunting, in that we couldn't put two halves together. And our bowl game, as much as the score shows that we dominated, we still only put one half together. So yeah, I think that's, I mean, the players have already kind of talked about that a little bit, carrying the momentum from the bowl game over from last year. I think it gives us a little boost of confidence. You always want to end on a positive note. And if anything, it gave our freshman quarterback kind of the confidence that he needs to go into this season.
Okay, so K-Ray, does the Utah loss have any impact on this season?
No, none. None. Absolutely none. I mean, none.
That's pretty insightful.
Look, you asked, is there any carryover? No, absolutely none. We have a totally new offensive coordinator. We have a totally new quarterback, a totally new running back, a new linebacker crew. It's a totally different team.
Good point.
Yeah.
So. Good point. All right. So let's get into this season. Give us your overall thoughts, your expectations. Just give us a season rundown. K Ray, how's Utah season's looking?
It's looking good. It's looking really good. We're feeling very confident. We are feeling very, very confident. I think we can do really well. I think we'll definitely repeat as Pac-12 South champions. I'll go on record as saying that. Our toughest game is at Washington, but we don't play Stanford. We don't play Oregon this year. We do host Arizona State, luckily. They're always tough. And we do host Washington State. We do play at USC, so, you know, anything could happen there. Obviously, USC is always tough at home. But I think our only loss in the regular season is to Washington.
Okay. All right. TC, give us your thoughts on BYU season.
First off, hold on. Can I just ask, what is with the Pac-12 South champion rings that were made? I mean, I've been following football my entire life. I've never heard of a team getting a ring for winning like a half a championship of their conference or anything like that. And then on top of that, they get beat in the championship, but yet you still have. Was there a parade in Salt Lake for this? Was there a parade? Was Whittingham the chief of the parade? Was he leading the charge?
He was riding on the big red fire truck. Yeah.
You're so jealous. You are so jealous.
Grand Marshal.
Unbelievable. Yeah, look. We just started training camp, and you're already jealous of our Pac-12-ness. It's unbelievable. Here's the question.
I know. I just don't understand.
Dude, you didn't even say.
Hold on.
You asked me a question.
Answered.
Okay. Then let me answer the question.
Okay, K-Ray, go ahead and ask your question.
Okay. Go ahead and answer the question. Okay.
No, you asked a question for TC.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Here's my question. All right. Here's my question. Let's put aside the Pac-12 jealousy that's already raging its ugly head, all right? You didn't even mention who you played in the bowl game. Who did you play? Was it Northern Michigan?
We played Western Michigan.
Got it. Okay. Got it. I see.
My question answered. Which is, has there ever been another team in the history of college football who goes out and buys rings for half a conference championship?
Yes, Everybody Ooh. That wins their division gets a ring in every major conference. That's how it works.
I don't think that's true.
That is totally true. That's completely true.
And does Whittingham serve as grand marshal for every parade?
Well, clearly DC is unfamiliar with what happens in a big conference. Before.
I guess.
Going to a brand new high school. What is this? What is this? They have lockers?
Apparently the Pac-12 treats their teams just like my kid's Little League, where everyone gets a trophy no matter win or lose.
That's good.
All right. Well. So on to the BYU season. Look, I mean, our schedule's really tough in the beginning, just like it has been the past few years. I mean, I'm trying to set some expectations here. I mean, right out of the gate, we got Utah, preseason ranked 15th. Then we got to go on the road to an SEC team, Tennessee. And then we got USC and then Washington. And Washington, I think, is ranked like 10th or something like that. I mean, that's a really hard schedule. I don't think we're going to go game by game and give predictions, but I'm hoping we come out 500 from that gauntlet. And then the schedule eases up, but it's still no gimme. I mean, we have Boise on the schedule. Utah State is no slouch. They only lost two games last year. I think we go at San Diego State. Also had a really good team last year. If you remember, they beat Stanford. BYU's schedule is very difficult this next year. In fact, it was ranked 23rd by Athlon Sports from strength of schedule. Utah happens to not be on that list. They didn't get ranked there. I'm telling you, BYU's schedule is such that Sataki's job could very well hang in the balance on the outcome. This is not a gimme schedule. I think we're going to do a lot better than most people think, but this is going to be a struggle this year to get to a bowl game, I think.
All right. K-Ray, give us your thoughts on that, on BYU season.
I mean, all joking aside, I know I laughed when he started talking about the schedule. I'm looking at the schedule right now. It's tough, man. He didn't even mention the game at Toledo, which is no gimme either, and then at South Florida. None of those games are gimmies, frankly, or guaranteed wins. You got a couple obvious guaranteed wins. You got three guaranteed wins at the end of the year, Liberty, Idaho State, and UMass. Well, UMass should be a win, but that aside. It is a hard schedule. It is definitely harder than our schedule, but, I mean, our schedule gets knocked down a notch by having to play BYU. But, yes, it is a very hard schedule. I'll give them that. I'll give you that. It's a very hard schedule.
Look, I mean, this is what BYU wanted when it went independent. This is what they wanted, and I love it. I love it. I just hope that the talent is ready to show up. And BYU has the talent to win every game except for maybe the Washington game. They have the talent to win every game. I just hope they can put together, you know, the talent like we used to, in the 80s and 90s. And a lot of that is on coaching, but a lot of that is on chemistry. A lot of that is on, you know, scheming, et cetera, and playing to your strengths. But we have the talent, and this is exactly what we wanted. I mean, BYU is never going to be nationally relevant unless we have a schedule like this. So as a BYU fan, I love it. I mean, you can't ask for anything more. You don't want to win 11 games and, you know, be ranked 24th. We come out and, you know, hypothetically, let's say we go 4-0, we're a top 10 team. Obviously, that's a lot of ifs. That's four huge ifs. But this is what we wanted, so this is what we got. I'm happy with it.
Hold on, all right, so let's.
I gotta take my frozen pizza out of the oven. Turn on the oven.
Hold on. You're actually still a student at the U.
He's still living with his mom, figuring out frozen pizza out of the microwave.
My family's out of town, dude. I'm cooking dinner, all right? Gosh. All right.
All right. Well, tell us when your beeping is done there, K-Ray.
A microwave pizza or something? What is going on?
No, dude. It's a deep dish. I've got to cook it in the oven, man. I've got to warm the oven up.
He's a real classy guy. He chews deep dish.
Oh my God. Now, true story here. Didn't K-Ray date the CEO of Stouffer's Pizza? Are you still getting free Stouffer's Pizza?
Whoa, what is this? Is that true? No, did you really?
I don't have any recollection of that necessarily. Let's move on.
I remember. I remember getting these new shipments of Stouffer's Pizza. And I'm like, where's the Stouffer's Pizza? Oh, K-Ray's dating the CEO's daughter.
How did you get that? How did you know? Man, I'm impressed. Got her not only to date you, but to send you free pizza? Holy cow.
Let's move on.
Charm on, man. Wow. Lessons from the school of dating. Casey, K-Ray's school of dating, man.
Let's move on.
All right. Let's keep the train moving here. Okay, so. All right, biggest strengths and weaknesses.
Hard to focus after talking deep dish pizza and daughters of CEOs here.
We're just slightly off track, just a little tiny bit. Oh, boy. All right, here we go, jumping back into it. All right, so now that we've heard the brothers' predictions and thoughts on the upcoming seasons, let's talk biggest strengths and weaknesses for both teams on both sides of the ball. So, K-Ray, give us your thoughts on Utah.
Oh, boy. Where to begin? Let's start on offense. Okay, biggest strength is our running back, Zach Moss, a.k.a. the Incredible Hulk. He has beefed up. The guy's a freight train. If he gets blocking, he could go 2,000 yards this year, which is the biggest weakness as well, our offensive line. Our starters aren't set yet necessarily, and it could go either way with our offensive line. They could gel and come together, but they are definitely the weakness on offense. Moving over to defense, woo-wee! I tell you what, man, we have a very, very, very good defensive line. Some people are ranking them the best in the country. And it's going to be a lot of fun to watch them dominate. Our biggest weakness, well, we were thin at linebacker, and then Manny Bowen, the Penn State transfer, decided to retire from football. And so now we're even lighter at linebacker. But Devin Lloyd, he's going to start in Manny Bowen's place. Devin Lloyd's been in the program for a couple of years. He looks good. He looks solid. So we got Francis Bernard and Devin Lloyd, the linebacker. But we just don't have a lot of depth there right now. We didn't have depth even with Manny Bowen. So that is what concerns me about the defense. Defensive line, solid. Very, very good. Linebacker to be determined.
Okay. All right. That's a good breakdown. TC, give us the strengths and weaknesses on both sides of the ball for BYU.
So greatest strengths, I think, probably tight end. I mean, we might have the best tight end in college football this year in Matt Bushman. And K-Ray said it all last year, get the ball to Bushman. And we finally started doing that towards the end of the season. But beast out there, he can catch it if it's anywhere near him. And his partner in crime, the other tight end, is a fellow Mountain Crest Mustang, Moroni Laulupututau. He was out. He's missed significant time in the past few years off injury, but that guy is also legit. So I'm hoping we can use those guys and we can bring that position and bring back the great tight ends that we had you know, and like Chad Lewis, Dennis Pitta, et cetera. And I think those guys can step up. Greatest weakness on offense is probably the other receiver cores, which is wide receivers. So, you know, we have some seniors, Aliva Hefo, Talon Shumway, Micah Simon, that's been around the program. But, I mean, those guys are seniors. And the fact that each breakout years kind of show you where we're at. Our sophomore, Gunnar Romney, who was, you know, all-world recruit, also went to the other high school I went to, Franklin Cougars, in El Paso, Texas. He could be legit. Again, he was also hampered by some injuries at the beginning of last year. But, you know, word on the street is him, he and Wilson have developed some good chemistry. So hopefully that picks up the slack a little bit there at that position. But definitely wide receivers, that's my biggest worry on offense. Defensive side of the ball, biggest strength is our defensive backs. We have Austin Lee. He actually played at Utah, I think, his freshman year. Dion Ganawalaku. I'm not sure I'm pronouncing that. I know I'm not pronouncing that right. Chris Wilcox. Our defensive backs are so good that they're, I think, considering actually sitting Troy Warner out this year to save him for next year. And Troy Warner, if you're not tracking, his brother, I think, led the 49ers in tackles last year. And this guy was also like a four-star recruit coming out of high school. So that's how good we are at defensive backs. Weakness, I think, linebacker. We have Zane Anderson back. He's a senior, but he's a little bit undersized. And then we got some Kafusis, Jackson Kafusi, Isaiah Kafusi. But they're pretty young. Jackson Kafusi's a freshman. And then we got Chaz Ayu, who also is young, but you know, he's the nephew of CJ Ayu, who went to Oklahoma and then went on to the Bills and the Rams. So a lot of upside at that position, but a lot of inexperience. So probably linebackers is our biggest weakness.
Okay, good throw breakdown there. All right. I think that about wraps up this episode. Last year, TC made a bold prediction that Notre Dame would make it to the playoffs. So next week, we're going to talk, we're going to give our predictions for the playoffs. Will TC be making another bold prediction? Will he be predicting the Utes make it to the playoffs this year? So stay tuned. We're actually going to take a week off next week. We'll be back in 2 weeks, but give us your final words, brothers.
Final words. The big game's coming up. I will be at the game. I will be at the BYU-Utah game this year. The last time I was at a BYU-Utah game, it was the game where Luke Staley made that amazing run, and we came back and beat Utah. So if my presence has anything to do with it, we will come away with another victory.
There you go. There you go. Hanging on to anything you can at this point. All right. K-Ray, final thoughts.
Oh, boy. Football cannot get here fast enough. I mean, seriously, I watched the Hall of Fame game on Thursday night just to watch football, and I watched every snap. It was fantastic. I mean, just even the scrubs, right? The scrubs that won't make the team. It was just great to watch real football. Let's do this. I cannot wait.
Hey, that Hall of Fame game was a dang good game, too. Did you see my Broncos win it at the last second?
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Good. All right, we should have a fun season coming up, so we will be back in 2 weeks. Until next time, we are out.
Peace.
Yo.